Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. On January 11th, we have the first new moon of the new year. So happy new year and happy new moon. So before we get into the forecast for each individual life path for this this new moon, just be aware that this, of course, is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading where we take a look at your own personal numerology, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below, and I would love to work with you. This is also a great time, if you haven't done so yet, to get your year ahead forecast and your diamond for your current age. So if you haven't done that, you can do that on my website as well. Again, I look forward to working with you. All right, so let's take a look to see what this new moon of this new year has in store for us. Life path number 7. So gosh, you guys are working with some really lovely energy around this new moon. So you're working with the energy of the 9, and you're also working with spider energy. So this can be, or this can feel like a very sensitive new moon, where you're sort of really being pushed to be in touch with your feelings, right? To follow your intuition, to really follow your inner guidance when it comes to making decisions, to committing to something, really following your internal compass. And I know we talk about that a lot, but really there's definitely periods of time where we're sort of pushed to do that more. And it helps us to sort of flex that muscle a little bit so that we become sort of experts at following our own intuition, especially when it comes to making decisions. But there's a lot of very feminine energy associated with the 9 and with spider. And so this new moon could really be sort of encouraging you to sink into receptivity. This is not necessarily a time, even though it's at a new moon, but this is a time to, again, you've already sort of built your web, so to speak, right? You are the spider in the situation, and you have already built your web. You've put in the effort around whatever this is. And now you're sort of allowing the nutrients to come to you. You're sort of allowing the rewards to come to you, and then, or the opportunities to come to you. And once they do, then you can decide whether or not you want to do something with whatever this is. So I would say that this is a time around this new moon, and it's a shorter cycle, so it's only for a couple of weeks, but I would say this is going to be a time to slow things down a little bit, to see what comes to you, to see what surfaces, and to, again, follow your own heart, your intuition when it comes to making decisions around whatever these things are, whether it's relationships, whether it's career, whether it's around opportunities that present. And one thing that's important to keep in mind, especially as a 7, where you're already sort of the mystic of the numerology, right? The seer, so to speak. You're already tuned in pretty well. So when you have 9 energy, which is a very spiritual energy, come through, it's very possible that your dreams could be heightened at this time or more vivid at this time. That messages could come through different channels, right? So again, through your dreams, through other people and what they sort of subconsciously say to you or do. You could hear a song, and that song, you could be really drawn into that lyric, right? Or the lyrics. And you could, some inspiration or new ideas could be ignited from that experience, right? So pay attention to those things, because synchronicities could be high around this time. Your sort of higher consciousness, your soul coming through these sort of open channels. So definitely pay attention, because there could be a higher message. With spider energy, this is like the high priestess energy. This is so intuitive and so like following your heart and following your gut when it comes to, again, relationships, situations, opportunities, what feels right for you. Because, you know, everything might be presented to you on this beautiful platter and everything might look wonderful in writing. But when you feel into the situation, whatever it may be, how does it feel for you? And I'm not talking about emotions, because emotions are charged energy. It's different, right? Emotions are signals to the body, but they're different than like your intuitive feelings, like the intuitive hits that come in. So what I want you to do is sort of try to move past the initial or any kind of like charged energy that might come up around whatever it is, whether it's fear, whether it's anger, whether it's sadness, whether it's happiness or whatever. But really get to the core of how you feel. And one way you can do that is it'll keep coming back. It'll keep surfacing. And it's usually subtle and silent, but it's persistent. So it'll keep showing up. And there might be some things around this new moon, some opportunities or some relationships or whatever that surface that you're not meant to take immediate action on. You're meant to sort of sit with it a little bit, not think about it, not like overanalyze it, but sit with it, like feel into it and see how it really truly makes you feel. And then follow that feeling, follow that guidance, and see where it takes you. Because just like the spider, you know, you build the web, you make decisions, you make choices. But if that web is not serving you, guess what? You can leave it. You can go to another web. You can build another web, or you can just, you know, you can change that web. You have that power. So I think this new moon is going to potentially bring in opportunities or new insights or new inspirations that will make sense for you. But you really have to feel into it to make sure that it makes sense to you. Kind of drown out the external noise. So this is an incredibly beautiful new moon for you all, for following your intuition, for tapping into sort of that deeper wisdom that's within you and trusting it. That's a big one, trusting it and making a decision based off of it if you need to. If it requires you to make a decision immediately, then trust yourself, trust yourself. If you can sit with it for a little while, then do that as well. As long as you don't go into like being overly analytical, right? Where the mind starts to convolute and take over. So, you know, this is definitely a receptive energy of stillness, of allowing yourself that time to go into that stillness, to feel into the situation, the whatever it is, before you make that decision. And then when you make that decision, trust yourself. So I love this energy for you all. It's incredibly beautiful. You could see, again, it can feel incredibly sensitive. It can feel, I don't necessarily mean emotionally. I just mean like it can feel like you're very sensitive to the energies circulating around, right? But use that to your advantage. So beautiful energy, sevens. Love this for you all. Hope it's a beautiful new moon for you all. Happy New Year, and I'll see you again soon. Bye for now.